Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Clicking a Ticket, a.k.a. Always Strapped.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Keep It 100, a.k.a. Thermostat Broke.
Yo, what up? It's Jay the Kiss, a.k.a. the one and only son of Tony, Honey Turkey, no baloney.
This is a waste of time with this, the real.
It's hard, man.
You remember that from Orlando, right?
No doubt.
Yeah. We first met you down in Orlando for NBA All-Star Weekend.
That was the craziest. It was nuts.
We did the interview, and we had to do it twice.
Yeah, because you had like 15 guys with you in your hotel room.
Making noise.
Yeah, and they laughed so hard that we screwed up the audio tick. Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Congratulations on the new album, Top 5 Dead or Alive.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Of course. Long time coming.
Long lost cousin.
Well, first of all, what took so long for the album to come out?
Name names.
I really didn't need the money.
That's true. You gave out free music through like the consignment, like all like different verses.
It was just going back and forth because we were going to drop the Lox album. Then you know we had that little Trinity run.
Yep.
So I put things on hold for a minute and then just getting the business straight. I also had twins.
Congratulations,
baby boys. So you know that was a little bit of.
Are you sleeping?
Time can see. Not at all.
No, but here's the real question. 3 years ago in Orlando, we asked you when the Lox were going to sign a major label deal, and you said momentarily.
We paused on that because it wasn't, you know, being a lot. The Lox probably the most contractual. If it ain't all the way right, we ain't going to sign it just to. Due to everything we've been through. So we had some great deals that almost got signed, but could have been one little thing, and we just passed on.
Did you seriously consider signing to Joey IE at Def Jam or at Interscope?
Yeah, we take every deal serious, you know what I mean? Until we keep going back and forth to the lawyer and find the bullshit, and then you tell them we'll pass on it.
Does that mean everyone has bullshit?
Everyone. every contract, at least.
What was better about the Rough Riders deal than Puffy, or was it just like a sort of, you know?
I mean, we was home. At Rough Riders, you're able to do anything you want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But structured, like, they're going to push what you believe in opposed to telling you to do something in the traditional way of Arista or whoever Clive Davis had to approve. With the riders, it's just we gonna do what we do, and we gonna push it like that.
So you're saying it was less Puff and whoever the hierarchy at Bad Boy was, and it was more on
no
like...
Bad Boy is Diddy, of course it's Clive because he cutting the checks.
Yeah,
but Rough Riders, it was us. Like, this what y'all want to do? We gonna, you know what I mean? But. The strange thing about that is a lot of the success is due to Diddy. He showed us how to perform. He showed us. He introduced us into the game before, you know, early. Before we didn't know nothing about nothing.
So yeah.
Whatever we did learn, we owe him some credit for that.
We went down to Las Vegas for the Billboard Awards, and the first thing we did, you, I promise you, is to go to the old strip.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the one that has like all the big hotels on it now, but the old
strip. Right, we wanted to check out all the places.
The Flamingo and all that?
Yeah, we wanted that one. Yeah. Well, we wanted to see all the places that you guys shot the Mace video.
Yeah.
And we tried to do our best to like imitate it, but everything's been torn down.
Just doesn't exist anymore. People are like, that's...
it's not there no more,
That place just cycles through, you know?
Definitely.
But...
New money.
What was that experience like going down to Vegas, shooting that video with Hype and everything?
The whole Bad Boy experience of videos was totally different than what's going on now. I tell people that all the time. We shot videos for three. The small videos were shot 3-day shoots. Diddy joints was like 5 to 7 day shoots. 2 in New York, 3 in Cali, 1 on Mars. You know what I mean? It was different. The money was crazy. The wardrobe budgets just to. Everybody had their own trailer. They was throwing money around differently in that time, so it was different. Like we had that part of the strip was shut down just to the Lox and Mace. That when we were shooting that video, it was nighttime. I remember nobody there, just us. We had access to the casino. It was crazy. that just shows you the time, how things change. Now you can shoot 2 albums worth of videos in a week.
Yeah. In a basement.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? It's totally different, but it's all good.
Do you regret leaving Bad Boy, if only because you stopped getting the white party invitations?
No, actually, I get more. I've partied more with Diddy since I've been off Bad Boy.
Yeah, but it's been longer.
I did.
That's like a math problem.
Crazy.
When you called up to Angie and you had that whole conversation about the refrigerator and that whole time, how serious were you guys taking it, or was it sort of like a discussion you had with Rough Riders, like whatever it takes to get off this label?
Wait, how serious were you talking about throwing a refrigerator?
Well, just like the threats of, like, how far would you take it to really get off that label?
Whatever you got to do. You know what I mean? Sometimes people only believe in what you believe in. Or they only do what you let be done to you. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes the power ain't in the office. Sometimes you got to take it to the streets and execute your power and use that to get what you need sometimes.
And Locks.
That helped us a lot.
Like, Locks were the streets.
Yeah.
Tell me about battling Mace on 125th Street. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah. I remember Swiss Pop, Swiss Daz TD, he went and got Mace one day. We used to be in front of the Mart 125 battling. And Mace came with some Nike sandals. With his feet out. He looked at it a little funny. But he was spitting. You know what I mean? He was spitting. And then from that day, we was close ever since that day.
That was the first time you ever met Mace?
Yeah.
But you'd heard of him before?
I heard of him vaguely from the Children of the Corn.
You know,
being in that group. But I seen Cam and McGruff and all of them dudes. I had never seen Mace, and that was my first time seeing him.
So we're all from Westchester, but we know, like, you know, obviously the proximity to the city is really not that far. How well did you sort of, like, run around in rap circles in New York at that time, before you were signed?
Before I was signed, I hung in Harlem every day anyway. Like, I would have to go meet up with the Riders on 125th and St. Nick. I mean, right? Where was 127th? 127th and 7th. So then that would be like the rendezvous point where we meet up. Then we go just be around.
What else was on 127th and 7th?
Just a park and parking lot. That was just like the rendezvous, though, where everybody meet. Then we go around the corner to 125th or go downtown to the studio or whatever party was. You know, we'd be in the city after that, though.
Did you ever ride any of those motorcycles?
On the passenger side or on the back?
But you weren't driving them?
No.
Always with the helmet?
Definitely.
What'd you think when Fetty Wap got into that accident recently on a motorcycle where you're like, this is why I don't ride motorcycles?
I mean, when the mindset of riding is no fear anyway. So you got to know every time you start up a bike, it's a chance you could be in the ER at the end of the... It's always a chance. That's one thing with bike riding people. So, you know what I mean? Big shout out to Fetty. I hope he gets well soon. But,
yeah.
You know, stay off them things.
So no Kawasaki's, no Ducatis, no...
I ride dirt bikes or four-wheelers at a minimal, but I ain't getting on no croc. Rocket, what they call them? Crotch rocket?
Yeah,
I ain't getting on none of those.
The T-Rex?
Too much to... Never.
What about the hoverboards?
I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
I got one with the big wheels, and I got the little one. They got a new one with one wheel on. They got a store in Ridge Hill. They show you how to ride them, and it's about to get crazy.
I feel like everyone sort of like got theirs all at once. Like people were like, oh, we know who to seed them through. It just became a huge thing.
Yeah, but
summer.
Now it's like our neighbor, like there's a 12-year-old who lives in our building who just goes around the lobby back and forth. Like his parents won't let him outside. And so like he wears his helmet indoors. It's the safest way to get around the lobby.
But those things became huge, obviously on people's Instagrams. But the best Instagram, maybe it was the fall, maybe it was the late summer, was you, breakdancing.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, because at first...
Eric has no sense of time.
No. At first, you sort of like, you know...
Start off rocky.
Slowly get into
it. That's the good part of it, because you're never expecting.
Right. You were hustling. You were hustling, everybody.
I take it this is Johan.
You were just like, people come in here whenever they want. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no locks on the door. There's just locks inside.
And bagels.
Yeah.
Have you ever had locks?
Nah.
It's in front of you if you want to try.
I was very educated to it. when we meet some people that have no idea of rap or who we are, and then they told us about locks first. We thought you was talking about the fish. No, we're a rap group out of... Okay.
Well, when did you change from the Warlocks to the Locks?
When we inked the first Bad Boy deal. That was part of Diddy's marketing.
Was.
Like, we're going to drop the war off. Locks is more marketable than...
He wants you to get in good with the Jews.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, he was teaching us early how to go after that money.
Okay, so you dropped the Warlocks. Were there any other conditions as to what you needed to do to sign with a company like Bad Boy?
No, that was it. I had to get a name, though. I wasn't Jadakiss yet.
You were just Jason?
Yeah, I was just Jay. Jason, whatever have you.
Well, what were the other guys? It was always Styles.
Well, Styles' is real name is
Styles.
Yeah,
it's his last
name.
He
came up with that, and Sheik was already Sheik, too.
Yeah.
So I was name searching.
And where'd that come from?
My man Rod Lee, he's like one of the older dudes that we hung out with on around my neighborhood. And one day he just said, he was on the cell phone with somebody. I guess they was asking him who he was on the block with. And he started saying people. Then he like, yeah, I'm with... And that kid Jadakiss. I said, oh, all right.
You said, who the fuck is Jadakiss?
Yeah, I don't know which name. He was one of them type of like far left dudes, though, that it, you know what I mean? He was crazy with it. So when he just came with that, I said, I'm going to take that back and see what, you know what I mean?
Did you like take it back and you Jada. Like you tested it out and people were like, yeah, that's cool.
I had to take it to my crib first. And even see what I could like J to kiss. Then I made it J to the kiss of death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a long name.
It all.
It's a very long name.
But J to kiss at all, you know what I mean? Plus my real name is Jason anyway, so I wanted to keep it. I didn't want to make something that had nothing to do with my initials or my name or none of that. You know what I mean? So I kept it. The people liked it. And it stuck with me.
You kept rapping a secret from your parents.
A little bit, yeah. Nah,
that's what
I
she
mean,
said. Your mom was on. Yeah, she did an interview with Juan Epstein.
Yeah. I used to go to the studio. I wouldn't really tell them till I felt appropriate.
But they know now.
Yeah.
So we had Alchemist on. He was actually the first podcast that we did, and we asked him about We Gonna Make It. And this is what he said:
Somebody, a friend of mine, this kid hooked me up with Jadakiss. I didn't know them. But they had just done the freestyle over that Fat Joe beat, Bring It On. Mm-hmm. Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
So it was a Stretch Armstrong freestyle.
Yeah.
It's like, Stretch hit me like, yo, you know, they killed your beat. Yo, they want to get with you. So it's like, okay. And a friend of mine, this kid I knew in Lower Manhattan, knew one of them. Kiss. Got me in touch with him. I went over to the studio.
Up in Yonkers?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Went over to the studio in Yonkers. And I played him a bunch of beats on this DAT I had. I was... I had like 35 beats on a DAT tape, just playing the beats, playing them. And then he was like, I remember when I met him, he was like, yo, you're going to get rich, kid. I remember Jadakiss was hyping me up. He was like, yo, you're going to get rich. Uh-huh. Like, it was funny. I was like, okay, dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I left the DAT with him and I said, yo, just go through the beats. You know what I mean? And then I think a couple of days later, his man K, or he hit me up and said, yo, this is the one he wants to use.
Yeah.
It's like, great. So I went back over there. And when they were going to record it. So
yeah.
I went over there. There was a bunch of people in the studio, in the Yonkers studio.
Yeah.
And Jada, he went in and he laid the first line. And everybody was like, yo, you know, and then Styles P went in.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was like, oh, shit. Yo, Jada was there because he used to tell me, like, rape the budget.
Yeah.
You gotta rape the budget. And I used to be like, what do you guys mean? You know, because I always thought, like, you know, you get your... What, Jim Jones? These guys are owning 70%. They're getting their money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Jadakiss used to tell me, yo, man, fuck that. You squeeze the money out of the budget each time. You rape the label. And I was like, And now, over all the years, yeah. I get it.
That's my mantra, boy. Rape the label.
A couple things. One, is that how you remember it? Do you remember first meeting Alchemist?
Yeah, that's how it was, yo. The friend that he's saying is my man Rockstar, Tanyani Maroli. He hooked us up, you know what I mean?
And when you heard that beat, you just knew it was
I knew that was it off the horns or whatever, that beginning. That was it.
Are there any beats that you missed out on?
Missed out on a couple. I missed out on one of the whole Just Blaze. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Just from 80 million more. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I had that beat. Missed out on a couple. I didn't see the vision or... You know what I mean?
How many verses do you think you've ghostwritten for?
A nice amount. Maybe like 25, 30, maybe 50.
Really?
I mean, maybe at the 50 mark.
I feel like it's just going to keep going up. If like Eric and I just keep sitting here in silence, you're just going to be like 100.
Yeah, start digging. 75,
yeah.
83.
Yeah, I know you named like a few for like Puffy. There's like a list online that people say that you've done. I don't think that they're true though. But
not that that list looks crazy.
I mean, you've shown it to you.
I'm just side looking.
But yeah, so you don't want me to name like?
No, go ahead.
Okay, okay. Cameron Horse and Carriage.
Nah,
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But the internet.
Yeah. How about Jenny from the Block?
Yeah, we wrote, me and Styles wrote that.
What does the internet say, Jeff?
Charlie Baltimore.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, a bunch of like Puffy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. You could go on the internet and
say anything.
That's nuts.
I heard that you wrote for us, but that's not true.
Not yet. Not yet. It's coming. Soon come.
So when you linked up with Rough Riders, so we live in a day and age now where... You know, if you have a crew together, it's sort of like handpicked, and it's not necessarily like all from the same area, not necessarily from the
same
state.
You don't even have to know your fellow artist, your colleague.
You put them together, and it's like, okay, we're family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, like Rough Riders, in our
real
minds,
family.
It seems like you really hung out. Like, obviously, you and Styles and Sheik, like, you grew up together, but like DMX.
Right.
We came under X. We's from the same hood as X.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we pretty much... grew up with each other and under each other, so
and
it's a different kind of Rough Riders. Love is different than any love that any other label you could sign for.
Yeah,
they of course they want to make money off you because that's what we there to make money together. But they would do stuff for you that no other label would do. They fighting with you. They're there for you at trials. They're there for you at just stuff where the label would push back and say, we can't, we you know, this is about music, and the line is here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no line with Rough Riders. Music and regular life is the same love, like, you know what I mean? So you can't, that's something you won't ever find. And that's probably what hurt them in the long run, because too much love probably overpowered the business aspect of it. But, the whole thing.
But they're also like bringing in people that like you didn't grow up with.
What, so, as I mean, like, artists or to as, work?
As artists. As artists.
Yeah. They didn't just sign. He started signing outside people, but there still was love. I'm sure if you ask Eve, if you ask Dragon,
yep.
If you ask any of them, if you ask Jin.
So,
yeah, if we did ask Jin.
Guess who we had last week?
Jin.
We had Jin on, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Jin was like, he said two amazing things. One, he was just like, those guys are like family. Like, even if I still run into them, he's like, anybody we would roll as a team. He's like, you bring like the vets and the rookies, and you all like travel together. He's like, if I went down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, he's like, you find like people who, you know, represent, you know, Rough Riders down there, and they look out for you. Mm-hmm. And the second thing he said, he's like, people are like, oh my God, Rough Riders didn't give you a chance. He's like, no, Rough Riders gave me the chance.
The chance, yeah.
He was like, they looked out, they gave me a platform, and he was like, whatever happened, happened. But that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, Jim was a good dude. Jim is a good dude. Good, genuine kid, man. Come from a good family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your relationship with someone like Dragon? Like, how'd
like
you guys
my little
first
brother.
Meet?
He's yeah. like our little brother. Yeah, I mean, I just told you, that was like a family like no other. Like, you got to help help out and keep it going. Like the next man up in line, whoever's coming out, everybody there in the stool supporting, getting on the project, shows with them, whatever it is. You just, you know what I mean, it was a protocol from X all the way down to whoever was on the bottom of the totem pole. But it was that love like no other, as you can't find. You know what I mean? If you ain't hot, you out of here. Rough Riders is, we gonna make each other hot. And that was the uniqueness of that whole thing.
You did a song with Ja Rule called New York. 50 Gets Mad.
Yeah.
But when you did Made You Look remix, did Jay-Z get mad?
Nah, not at all. I mean, or if he did, he didn't go out and make an album and market it towards me or none of that.
Is that the first time you said top five Dead or Alive on the Made You Look remix?
I think so.
Is that the first time you felt it?
Maybe that too. I definitely think that was the first time I said it.
That's one of the hardest verses you've ever spit on that. Like, it's just, it's legendary.
I appreciate it. I still perform it to this day.
Yeah.
It's mandatory at the shows. You know what I mean? They want to see that.
It bums me out a little bit that Nas can't perform Ether.
Just in general?
It's a good song.
Why?
But it's like...
He doesn't... He signed a pack or something with Hov that he can't.
I mean, he's friends with him. I don't think that he... Do you think... I've never heard him perform
that
in years.
Not, I mean, none of these beefs are actually really beefs. Right. So it's just... It's all entertainment. So I wouldn't see why
I was entertained.
Couldn't.
Yeah. And speaking of which, by the way, and I know, like, you guys are cool now, but in that time when you and 50 were going at each other, and you said stuff about how could you be the king of New York when you're living in Connecticut, or like all the shots you threw at him on that, it was like a roast. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
So good.
And it's something we still play now. Checkmate, right?
No doubt. Yep. Yeah. Billboard.
It's so good. What you said was like, those were not only bars, but they were funny bars. Mm-hmm. And like some people can't do both.
Yeah.
But I think what you achieved in that is pretty significant.
Yeah, you shouldn't get too mad, or you shouldn't want to sound too mad. And that's something I did in the first time going at it with Siegel, Benny.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I wanted to, when it came back around with the whole 50 thing, I didn't want to ever sound angry or upset, because I wasn't upset. It was just, okay, this is what you want, that's what you're going to get. And then, you know what I mean, it was like that. But that's something I learned from the first time. So it's always about learning and how to deal with an opponent or your opponent, or, you know, art of war is a tricky thing. You don't ever want to sound mad, because then it makes you already kind of lost starting off mad. You got to feel good about attacking your opponent.
It's like you're talking, it's like you've become 50. Talking about art of war to combat him. Here's a fun question. What do you actually think happened on 9/11?
I mean, now, after I was able to get some insight and some intel, it might have been a conspiracy. I think it was some type of conspiracy. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. Nobody's actually sure if they blew the buildings up, if they shot something. But I don't actually think the story they put out there ain't what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's for you to go do your own research and see how you feel after you do it. But I don't think the initial story of when I was in my bed looking at, I don't think that was it. Like, you know what I mean?
Where were you on 9/11?
In my bed.
In Yonkers?
Yeah. Looking at it on Channel 5.
Yeah. Man. And when you put out Why... did you expect it to sort of open up any of those doors and continue to ask those questions and maybe get some answers? Or was it just sort of, let me put this out, this is just how I feel?
It was a combination of both. It was how I feel, and I wanted to hit some footnotes or hit some good points that I think everybody, like some questions that was in common with people around the world, and that it actually did that. And once it reached Bill O'Reilly, I know it was.
He loved it. Doing it right. He was like, this guy. Yeah. So when you did the One Blood remix, did you know that you were gonna, that it was gonna work out that way with like 26
75 people? 75 people. Nah, yeah. I didn't. I had no idea it was gonna be That actually set the bar for when you called me for a remix. I asked, is it going to be like One Blood? Meaning, is it going to be a million people on there, or are you calling me for me? All right, then we can do it. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, did you talk to Game afterwards? Were you like, hey, like, where's my verse? Oh, it's in minute 53.
It's on there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of relationship do you have with DJs these days? Like DJs who work at radio stations, DJ Clue, or like...
I try to keep a good rapport with all of the DJs. You know, that's like a funny, sticky situation. You got to cater. You know, you need them. So you got to... It's a business, baby. It's a kiss-ass business.
By the way, kiss-ass business could have been a good album name for you, you know?
Yeah, kiss-ass business.
Because you went through Kiss of Death, you went through Kiss the Game Goodbye. Everything was Kiss-related, and then The Weeknd goes and steals your shit with Kissland for his second album, or his first album?
First album.
Yeah. And now you have to name your new album Top 5 Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I wanted to get off the Kiss titles anyway, though, so that was going... It would have been called something different. So, you know what I mean?
But if you want to send some shots to The Weeknd, like, it's fine. Like, we understand.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll catch him. Catch him on a weekday.
Do you still have any of those We Are the Streets shirts?
Doubt it. I mean, my mom might have one in the bottom of the laundry bag somewhere.
You might have written Senorita, right?
Yeah, I wrote that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Did you take Spanish as your language course in high school?
I took Italian.
You took Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, you really are from Westchester.
But you haven't, yeah. You
see? Oh, no, but you know, I took Italian, bro. Everybody else took Spanish. I said, I'm in YO. This is ran by the mob.
Yep.
I'm taking Italian. I know how to fit in. Yeah, I know how to get in.
How many Italian kids did you work at your high school?
Bunch. It was predominantly Italian, black. And a little bit of Albanian, a little bit of everything else.
We didn't play you guys in high school in football, did we?
Yeah, I went.
We went to
Harrison High School.
He used to whip y'all ass.
I don't remember that at all.
Break Harrison.
I don't think so.
I used to look forward to playing Harrison, Pearl River, Portchester,
Rye.
All at Rye. I used to have some of my biggest games against y'all. Harrison, red and white.
You went to,
maroon and white. Yeah. He's the whip y'all at.
Wait, you went to what, like Roosevelt?
I went to Gordon High School. Okay. Ask about it. We used to break Harrison.
I've never heard of your high school.
Yeah, right. I know about Gordon.
All I know is packed. When I was there, like, we won states twice.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the team. Let's be real.
Scarsdale.
Yeah.
Scarsdale.
Yeah.
Mamaroneck.
No doubt.
All of them. White Plains.
Yeah.
Yep.
Styles used to work at the Cross County Mall.
Styles worked at the whole Cross County and the whole
Central
Avenue.
Oh, he ran through?
Like everywhere?
He worked at every store in Cross County and Central Avenue.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Just all of it.
All of them. Yeah. He ran, did that whole strip. He got seniority in all of them stores over there.
Yeah, because like you've done interviews where, or maybe Styles has, somebody's talked about where that you guys, he was working at Odd Jobs.
Yeah, he stole all the instrumentals for the first, we were the bomb squad in high school. And we decided we was going to put a tape together and sell it throughout the town and in the school. So once we got the music, we had no packaging. Styles come with a bright idea, pull a car up to the parking lot about 9 something, and comes out with a big ass box of cassettes. And that was it right there. We put them out, sold them in school for like 10, 15, whatever we could get.
So wait, so you guys were the Bomb Squad, and you guys were the Warlocks, which are both names that had already been used before.
Yeah. I mean, this was years. It was years. We wasn't.
You guys weren't.
We wasn't on it. Yeah, we were just kids in high school. We didn't know about if they used it. We just know we never heard it. And nobody in our school or NYO was the Bomb Squad or none of them, so we was good off that.
And you guys weren't big Grateful Dead fans?
Not at all. Yeah. We was the Warlocks. It was the hardcore era. You remember going Gravediggers and all that type of shit.
So, okay. So Styles would pull up, and you guys got all those cassette tapes out the back or whatever of Odd Job, right?
Yeah.
Now, you and Styles co-own... Juices for life. What happens when someone, one of your little
comes
kids
comes out with a box of avocados?
Yep. What happens now?
Punishable by You know what I mean? Violators will be prosecuted. Nah, it's all good.
Because you know all their tricks now.
No doubt. We got one up on
them. You famously hated video shoots. You used to say that, like, I mean, maybe it's not famous.
I still really don't like video shoots.
I remember you gave a quote that you were like, yeah, that the pants never fit.
Yeah, I used to I had a big wardrobe issue from even in the Rough Rider days. But now I got a new body. I lost a bunch of weight, so
it's that juices for life right there.
I can actually fit clothes store-bought or off the rack. I don't have to get stuff made or spend a bunch of ridiculous money trying to fit in. I can fit now.
I think my favorite video of yours might have been the cameo you made in Eve's video.
Oh my
Forgot
God.
It all.
Thing
yeah, you're on the rascal riding through the grocery store slapping girls' asses.
Now they got them. Now those is in grocery stores. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, people are lazy now.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But, like, did they come to you with a video treatment? Because it starts off where? In the jungle?
Yeah, and then it goes to a gas station, then it goes to the
grocery store. But, like, were
I
they
had
like
nothing to do with that?
You just show up.
Yeah, they just tell me this is your scene. I'll be on the trailer smoking. Y'all knock and say ready.
Then you jump on that little
get on that little thing and do my part and I'm good.
And you also did a video with Stacey Dash, right? Maybe no.
No, that's Kanye got it all.
Yeah. No, but there was...
No, that's when it all falls down.
Right? Yeah, it all falls down, sure.
That's the only time
By the way, what'd you think when he did, when he said, I felt like Bad Boy Street Team, I couldn't work the locks.
We was on that remix, we on that song, the remix of that. I'm a test scout, back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock, before Cam got the pop, the doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team, I couldn't work the locks. Touch the sky before I die. Dealt my game so high, I probably could fly without no plane. Can I bring the intro out or the outro in? Can I be a lock without seeing a pin? Can't be a criminal without no sense. Can't get a pretty chick without no bends. Game can't begin without no ends. Yeah. Testify, yeah, come on. Touch the sky, teach my little man before he die. Anything he want, he can get it if he try. Yeah. They say that Jesus walks. I'm trying to build with him, see how Jesus talks. I testify. Woo! I'ma get money. Stay fly. They rep D block. Till I die. D-block. Touch the sky. Come on. Either the haze or the kush. Yeah. Raised under Reagan. Born under Bush. Woo! You ain't gotta take the Ari. Take the piff. You ain't gotta testify. Take the fifth. Yeah, not now, probably later. If it ain't the man on the horse, probably the gator. What? I gotta testify. Come up in the spot. Called us to get on that. And he wanted us to come in right after he said that part. That's when he wanted.
That's
us
dope.
Yeah. Kanye got a lot of witty lines.
So
hit you with something.
And then you worked with him on your next album.
Yeah. Shorty getting it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when he was still new. He was still fairly new.
What was that experience like?
It was great. He was actually ecstatic that I was calling him for production and for his lyrics to get on the song too. So it was great.
When you did your first album on Interscope, this is after, you know, a lifetime of working with your guys, right? All you have to do is do one verse. You don't have to worry about like three verses. And now you're ready to do your solo album. I remember there was so much buzz around it. You really were like the guy. You had such a specific voice. Did you get pressure from any outside forces that were like, you know, we really want to make you do the solo thing? Or was that something that you always hoped to do?
Or did Styles and Sheik just like not want to work with you anymore?
It was both. I think that was all. Steve Stout was still working in the music industry mm-hmm. at the time.
The commissioner.
That was his plan. Once they paid the money. 2 point, whatever they paid Bad Boy to get us mm-hmm. officially off and then on Interscope.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the way he got to convince Jimmy Iovine, don't worry about putting up the money. We're going to get the locks and we're going to get a solo album out of Kiss and then Styles eventually. So he already butted Jimmy up. That this was going to happen. This is a way to make sure you are sure to get your money back. So that was already in the works.
But were you?
And it wasn't hard though, because we all, everybody's contributes to every project. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I'm going from making the Lox album with all of us in the studio, then it's just crickets with me in there by myself. You know, it was the same atmosphere to keep the same energy up. You know what I mean? Styles might be, I might need a line. Yo, you got something that rhymes with? You right there. Luch come in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's the... It was the same energy. It
but now good. You had people like Pharrell coming in.
Yeah, Pharrell. All top producers. Primo, everybody.
Tim.
All
and that was great.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's cost efficient, but it's beautiful.
Can you get the Bomb Squad? I'm sorry, the other Bomb Squad. The one that was at
have you
Gordon
met,
High School.
Have you?
Some of them I do. And some of them is working the family bit. I got around the bit. Around the band up. Make some calls.
Do you have any good, can we talk about Bad Boy artists, any good Black Rob stories?
Any story about Black Rob's a good one. Black Rob's the illest.
Yeah, were you on?
One time we was with some girls. This is early Lox. First, I wasn't married. I was none of that. I didn't have no kids, none of that. I was just young. This is young Jay, the pre-everything. So take, when you're listening to this, it's pre-everything. We chilling with some girls. And we high off our Bad Boy horse. Like, we in Miami. It's how can I be down on one of them? We feeling good on this. You know what I'm saying? So we get some girls. We chilling, smoking, all that. Now, I guess the girl then told Black Rob she don't like him or evidently. Like, whoever Black Rob was talking to, it wasn't going as smooth. He just yaps her chain. I'm there like, what the hell was that? And then, you know, that's always like one of, it's like a story that blew my mind as young kids. Like, is this what this industry is this what I'm getting into?
You told us when we were down in Orlando, we asked you for a good Mace story. And you
when
told
his
us.
His underwear fell in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, it's different.
Down
trip.
To the lizards, yeah, down to the iguanas. That was crazy. Washed his underwear. They fell all the way down. We was in the hotel all the way up.
And those were his only drawers.
Yeah, I don't know how that night went for him. Yeah, he might have to go Bruce Springsteen that night, baby.
Any good remote control stories?
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
You were in a hotel room.
With what?
With a girl.
Oh, the remote. That, we got to do that on the next episode. The remote is crazy.
Wait, so speaking of that was on the Lip Service podcast with Angela Yee.
Yeah.
There was another.
I listen to every. Y'all are the most incredible.
We do our research. There's a moment on the podcast where they start talking about like drugs or whatever. They're like, weeds, fine, but like everything else, like don't do drugs. And you start going crazy for mushrooms.
Nah, I mean, mushrooms, we have them in the studio sometimes, you know what I mean? And I really never took none yet, but I hear it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, one day I might indulge with my man SP, trying to get me the trip on mushrooms with him.
Do you have anything mushroom-related at Juices for Life?
Not at all.
But you have
it's
nice
too savory for
juices that pair well with
mushrooms.
With mushrooms, which mushrooms are we talking about?
Portobello.
Yeah.
Well, where did the laugh come from? And
the laugh came in the studio, like right before I'm ever about to do. Sometimes, right before the verse, even my throat could be clogged or my ears could be stuffy. Like, and you need a tension breaker. I just found going before the verse did like, you know what I mean? And the engineer just kept it. My man Chach, he left it and he started leaving it. Like, I think the first time he left it, it was a feature and the people liked it. So I just kept doing it.
I heard that you might have to get like surgery or there was a moment where you had to get surgery.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to get some type of nostril. Not adenoids, because I already got my adenoids out. Tonsils and adenoid. But some type of sinal thing that the doctor told me I might sound different.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, leave it. Whatever it is, leave it.
Does it still bother you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a crucial thing where...
No, it wasn't nothing crucial. It was something like a appendix. You could take it out if you want or you could leave it.
Do you have your appendix?
Yeah, I still got
okay. Shouts to your appendix.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody's appendix that still have.
Did you or Styles or she go to Westchester Community College?
We all went.
You all went?
Yeah.
And how
whole
long
bomb squad was there.
Whole bomb squad.
Damn near.
How long did you guys stay there?
I stayed the longest. I think I did a year. I think I did 2 years.
And so you got your associates
right before I was about to. We got the bad boy deal,
and you were like, "Fuck this!"
Luch stopped and started working, and Styles went to jail.
Yeah,
and then we all hooked, and then we got the. He was working on a deal, and right before we signed it, he got out of jail. And then
Mary was the one who really you brought
once
you in.
Once we got
right?
the demo, once the demo was good enough, you know, once we felt that it was big enough to leave YO, we gave it to our man J Bop, one of the Bomb Squad members, and he gave it to Mary.
And had you ever met Puff prior to that?
No. We never met him before that.
And so when you were you like, this is the best opportunity? Did you weigh all your options, or were you like,
no,
let's
was,
just take
her,
it?
He, my man Bop was in school with her. He lived on the block with her, so he wasn't going nowhere. That was like a good thing. We didn't have to rush. Mm-hmm. Once we thought the music was of quality, he was right here at arm's reach. So it wasn't like, yo, we got to try and try. We was just taking our time, you know, going to the studio, going to local DJs' cribs, making mixtapes, doing whatever. Once it came all the way right, then this is it. Pass it to them. So that's like a blessing to have somebody inside right there.
I feel like everybody in your crew, and we always talk about this, whenever we have meetings, everybody has great names. So you've got Ice Pick, you've got Kiwi, you've got...
it was Mike L. with the eye patch.
Yeah. that's not really a question. I just wanted to. I wanted you to,
great
I guess,
names,
list. Yeah,
Richie Thumbs. You know what I mean?
Why Stay is Richie money. Thumbs called Richie Thumbs?
I gotta bring him here and let you see his thumbs. He got the most extraordinary thumbs that you ever saw in a human being.
What, like
he could
big?
Pluck a marble all the way to out of the galaxy. Yeah.
The wrong.
And he had a song though. If you see, y'all wanted them research. We need our own republic, just like the Dominican. That was Lox featuring Richie Thumbs. That was Richie Thumbs featuring the Lox.
Yo.
He actually had a deal with Sylvia and them. Whatever, Ray J. He was on that same label with Ray J and them back in the day.
But, you know, speaking of, you know.
And that's just because he did one song with the Lox. That's when we were so hot, you could just do one song and get a deal.
But also, it's a different time. There's a lot of money in the industry. Anybody can get a deal.
Definitely. I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah. What a time.
Yeah.
Do you have relatives who come up to you and are like, hey, can you put me on at this point?
I have cousins that rap and, you know, but I let them know that it's not that easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that easy for me. It ain't going to be that easy for you. If you work and you put in there forth the effort, I'll eventually get on something with you or help you steer yourself in what I think is the right track to help you eventually go, but it ain't gonna just be because you related to me. Here, let me bring you in. It's Def Jam. It's,
right.
Nah, you gotta. This is processing. You know what I mean? You appreciate it more when you work hard for it and actually go through the steps and go through what it is to make it.
You know and
what I mean?
you're like sort of. You have a lot of artists like Styles who are like, I love the independent sort of world, right? Like Styles doesn't really want to.
He loves
doing his thing, and he's in charge, right? Like, at the end of the day, you love the big label system.
Yeah, I'm in charge, too, but it's just a different... It's a bunch of headaches. I mean, it's headaches being on Def Jam and dealing with them, but it's a different kind of headache being independent, though. You know
sure.
What I mean? It's pounding on pounding on pounding independent. Def Jam is just... One headache.
Well,
you can just go.
It's a more efficient headache.
Yeah, it's a more efficient headache, exactly.
Can you talk about the whole Rockefeller situation?
What, my short cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like Hov was going to be out anyway. You know what I mean? That was probably helped them get out. You know, I'm going to get Kiss over here instead of one more year, and then I'm out of here or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. You can't really... I tried to feel him out before I did it, but he spun me as usual. He spun.
Yeah, but you're
spinner.
The king of spin.
He's a good. Nah, he is.
He is.
I'm on the hole.
JJ wears the crown.
Yeah, he's the top spinner. I come in second to spinning to hole.
What's the longest that you've made somebody wait? Not us. And what's the longest? And what's the longest that you've had to wait?
Make you wait. Depends. Sometimes I get caught up. Sometimes I get caught up. But, you know, the American rule with that, if it's for free, then you got to wait.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, not us. I understand. You know, I understand where we stand.
It's obvious that the money get the money things get
priority,
checked off
first.
And, you know what I mean? But I try to do it. It might take long. But it's gonna get done.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at that.
No, not like I will say.
Yeah.
I will say that my texts to you are the worst. It's all green on my side, and then like one like you texted me one time. You were just like, I just seen Charmaine, and I was like, I don't know who Charmaine is.
We gotta get our numbers. We gotta get our numbers right.
Yeah.
No, and the funny thing is, because
that's crazy. I'm not gonna even. That one was nuts.
Can we talk about the Green Lantern situation?
We could talk about anything. Anything is
just,
love.
It's so. Just Eric's way of asking, like, hey, so we're going to talk about this.
when did you know that you were being recorded on Green Lantern's phone call?
That's like yes and no. Like I knew that the cameras was on me, and I couldn't hold the phone because I was rolling a Dutch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't expect him to. I thought he was going to say some music. He said something about Papoose or something. Somebody, some kind of award, something.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, I didn't. I shouldn't have had it on speaker. I didn't know he was going to say something that he didn't. I didn't know it was a conspiracy call either at the same time. So I eat that. I'll take the blame for that because I don't want people to think when they call me, I'm got it on speaker and letting the whole room listen because that ain't what I'm about. That ain't what.
But
I'm
your doing. Relationship with him is cool now, right?
Yeah, me and Green is good.
Yeah, you guys did like some great mixtapes together.
Yeah, we did three. We did two and three after that.
And he produced Two Guns Up.
Definitely.
And 2009 when you played Summer Jam and you guys DJ performed that.
Yeah.
That was, I swear, the loudest Summer Jam has ever been. Yeah. When you guys came out to that, crazy.
That was a great feeling. Summer Jam can be a headache or it can be.
But you're there every year. Just about.
I did a lot of years, even on my own or somebody pulls me out. So.
Well, how was
I don't really like Summer Jam.
Really?
Nah, because it's too much.
You're more a powerhouse guy.
I don't like none of them because they. I mean, Powerhouse is not as much as a headache as Summer Jam. Mm-hmm. Summer Jam is...
It's a more efficient headache.
It's promoted... Exactly. It's promoted so heavy and so early, and there's no tickets, and your family's going crazy, the station is going... It's just too much.
Did you meet Michael Jackson?
Met Michael Jackson. No, I didn't meet him. He almost stepped on my shoe one day in the wind in Vegas. All-Star Weekend, the last time it was in Vegas, Mike was in the wind. I was standing in the wind, and he was in there.
Was it intentional?
Nah, he probably didn't know. He probably didn't even notice I was there.
I don't know. He could have been a Beanie Siegel fan. Could have been like, yo.
All right, so this new album, Top 5 Dead or Alive, we heard the Future record, which we thought was dope.
No doubt.
We heard that Nipsey and Neo joint.
That was
our favorite.
That, no doubt. I know. I see how you see that. You say like the album is just that. Like I'm gonna have.
It's two songs.
I'm gonna have. No, I'm gonna have stuff that you guys are gonna love.
Yep.
And I'm gonna have stuff that the new people are gonna love because that's just what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
So one of our favorite songs is By the Bar with Meek and Young Jock.
No doubt.
Which was a very surprise combination. Like, you wouldn't expect to be with Young Jock.
I try to do surprise.
And it was produced by Young Jock.
No, it was produced by my man Cheese.
Oh, for real?
Cheese is like Young Jock's producer, but he gotcha. He didn't actually produce it. Cheese. Yeah.
Gotcha.
President, you are. Yo, boom, Daytona. Roll it. She want me to bone her. Damn, all I bought her was a shot and a Corona. Smoking on that good, yeah, you know the aroma. Now guarantee if you don't die, I'll leave you in a coma. Niggas hate, they hope I fall. I get love across the board. I got pills in West Virginia. I got dope in Baltimore. NYC, I'm heavy here. I got bitches everywhere. You know you can count on me to drop an anthem every year. I'm in the hood, I'm in the trap. I can hustle, I can rap. Being Barney's, being Bloomies, being Neiman's, being Sacks. I'll be working with them Hawks, we be playing with them Gats. But my young boys on the strip, don't be playing with them Packs. Nah, never that, never. Bring that cheddar back,
cheddar.
If not, what? Hear the Beretta clap,
Beretta.
Your fault,
yeah.
You should have measured that. Bad white bitch, guess where I met her at?
By the bar, by the bar.
Yeah,
on by the bar. 50 racks on.
Wait, what's more fun for you, doing like street records or R&B records? Because you've got classics in both categories.
Anything that doesn't need to be cleared. That's the business side of the game is the part that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Making the music and watching the people enjoy it and performing it, that's the part that keeps you going. But the legal department and clearances and this and that's the part that sucks. Like, you know what I mean? And it's a business, so it has to happen, but, you know, the least worries with that makes everything more better.
You should just put everything on the internet for free and then not have to worry about anything.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you want us to be your managers?
We gotta work this out. I think we got something.
So you got Swiss on there?
Yeah,
with that
I got
Jason
Swiss
joint?
On there. I got Just Blaze on there. I
dope.
Got a lot of new heat. Like, not a bunch of big names for the sticker for Best Buy. I can put it in the front row. It's none of that. It's just good music. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Not no political bullshit. It's just good music.
And it's November?
November 20th, baby.
Right.
You can enjoy your Thanksgiving, you know what I mean, with...
It's at Best Buy, it's in iTunes, it's an odd
everywhere.
Job.
Yeah. For Black Friday.
Pre-orders November 6th go up. But yeah, man.
Be there.
Yeah.
And you got another album coming
within
in the
year.
Spring.
Yeah.
Definitely.
On your birthday?
Yeah, I'm trying to come back with another
Does
album.
Def Jam know?
They better, because they got to get that advance up, hopefully, this week.
Pre-sale?
So they know, yeah. You know what I mean? Before the sale.
By the way, for somebody who's had so much stress in their life, you look like you're still like 16.
That's good genes, baby. Good genes and juices for life.
Juices
for life.
So you're only involved with the one Juices for Life? Out of
I'm
the
involved
two?
In all of them. I only put money in on one.
Okay. Are you going to open?
Another. We got yeah. We're going to open a lot more, but
we're
looking to open one
nationwide
very soon.
Yo, bring them to Harrison.
Let's do one. Us guys and you guys should go half and do one up there.
We told Jin, by the way.
That'd
we're
be
like
crazy.
That would
crazy.
Actually crazy.
That would be, y'all don't know how much. Y'all gonna start doing less of these podcasts when you start selling so many pairs.
Avocados. Be like,
yeah. Now, that'd be nice, though, to do one in Harrison, though.
We told Jin that we're going to stop by and visit you guys, all the three of us. We'll go up there and stop by and surprise you and Styles.
No doubt.
I will not be on a Ducati.
Please don't. Yeah. Please don't be.
Wait, just before we go, I want to hear more stories about you raising twins. I'm a twin. He's not my twin brother, but I'm
no,
a twin.
There's another one.
Twins are ill, man.
Yeah.
Josh and Jameer, they keep changing, though. It's like one was bad, the one who I thought was bad turned good, and then the one who I thought was good turned bad. Now the bad one turned back bad. It's crazy. It's real genuine love, though, to see like two companions that be born together and grow up together and do everything together almost. You can't take one out of the crib. You got to bring them both. You got to feed them both. Two basketballs, two everything. It's crazy.
But just don't dress them alike.
Don't do that.
Give them their own personalities.
Give them their own identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They're fraternal, though, anyway. Yeah, so yeah, they ain't you identical?
No, fraternal.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine two of them? Yeah, that'd be horrible. But no, he has a real job. And we all get along, which is great and very close.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
So if you need any tips from our mom.
Your brother and my two sons.
Yeah. We'll get John Mannion to do it.
No doubt.
Hopefully we can all get in the same frame.
Real quick, the BET Awards this year, we saw you on stage and we saw Sheik on stage with Puff. And that looked, by the way, first of all, like it was going to be a bigger bad boy
push.
Classic tour. Mm-hmm. Was there any talk about you guys like joining that?
They just sent out a release for like 10 or 15 dates of the start. So something's about to happen with that.
Yeah? With the Locks?
January. Yeah, the Locks going, the whole bad boy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. January, I think they setting it off with 10.
That'll be amazing.
10 or more dates right now, and then they're going to add on more. So
that'll be dope. One person we did not see on the stage was Styles at the time, and we know he went through that tragedy with his daughter. How's he doing?
He's doing better. He's getting, taking it one day at a time. We all there in his corner supporting him, and that's basically the main thing you could do is just be there for anything he needs from you and keep it going and build his strength back up, day by day.
Right on.
Well, I'm not going to end this on a sad topic, so I want to talk more about your twins. And
Actually, wait, real quick. Do you have any good recent DMX stories? Have you seen him lately?
Nah, I keep missing the dog. I'm trying to get with him. I keep missing him in passing in the studio. But I'm gonna get with him soon.
Was there any chance that you were going to move to New York at any point, or were you always just like, I'm going to live in Yonkers?
Yonkers is close enough for me. I don't need to live in New York. I'm in New York every day.
Yeah.
It's high enough up there. I can imagine what it costs to live down here. It's even more. It's crazy.
No, you've heard all wrong. New York is very affordable.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
I know. You ain't got to tell me. But.
Well, next time you're in New York, stop by the Upper West Side, South Harlem, hang out with us. We're here.
Bring the twins.
No doubt.
Bring Ice Pick.
Bring the pen. I'm bringing the twins, Ice Pick, Kiwi.
Yep. Yeah. Mike L with
Richie
the eye patch. Ricky Thumbs.
Mike L with the eye patch. Everybody's coming through, baby.
Yo, Jada, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Of course.